RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions. I wear a smartwatch all the time, and I've thought about it more and more recently because, you know, you're trying to get my weight up when it comes to my fashion, and, you know, having a smartwatch on ain't really the best accessory, but it's functional. Counts my steps. It can sometimes keep my phone in my pocket because I can just check a message real quick.
Yeah.
What have you.
I'm going to have to get on that. I mean, wear my regular watch today.
Yeah, there you go. But
with me.
For the first, and I've done this for years, I've had this, the smartwatch. But for the first time in a long time, I've gotten notifications more frequently. I don't know if they did an update or something, but I've gotten notifications more frequently that have me concerned, because I feel like I'm a pretty easygoing guy, right? Like, it seems like that's the case. I know that sometimes I'll joke about, like, being very anxious, but I'm fairly chill. More and more recently, I've been getting messages that say I'm having high stress moments.
Oh.
From the watch. You know what I mean? Like, especially you got the Apple Watch or whatever. It'd be like, oh, it's loud in here. It gives you a little notification to try and make your life better. It's like, hey, you're stressed right now. You want to do some breathing exercise, something like that? And it hasn't that it's been that those things have been popping up, because if I'm being stressed and I'm seeing that it's stressful, it's like, oh, okay, this is a reminder. The scary thing is that it's happening in moments where I'm like, I thought I was chilling.
What you mean, phone?
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm being stressed? I'm sitting here talking to my mama right now. Why do you think that I'm stressed in this moment? Do I need to examine this? And the one that was the most recent one that really freaked me out was actually as I was rewatching the Chargers game. I was going through all 22, you know, just trying to break down, look at what's happening, because I am no Kurt Warner that could just see it off of first pass. I'm like, let me run this back.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, you're stressing. And I'm like, what am I stressing about right now?
Oh, you know what? I could see that.
Really?
So, because when I'm the same way, right? We don't have the Kurt Warner, Seth Payne, the institutional, hey, the experience view of it, right?
Have you ever watched Clint watch all 22?
Yeah, he just zips through it.
It goes so fast.
He just zips through it.
It is scary how fast
I'm like,
he can make
that happen. Dude, what he's doing in 20 minutes would have taken me at least 2 hours.
Correct.
To do.
Correct.
So I'm right there with you. It takes me, I have to watch the same play because there's so many things happening in one play. I will watch a play no less than 5 or 6 times before I really get a sense for everything that's happened in a play. And that can be stressful. So whether you might be enjoying it, you might like it, and you might even be willing to do so because it helps you with your job, but it don't mean that it ain't stressful because you're looking at 11 different, you know, people,
22.
Or 22,
yeah,
technically, because you want to see what the other team is doing as well, and you're trying to figure out what's going on, and there's 22 car crashes in front of you, potentially.
Yes, and that's the thing that scared me more than anything. It's like, oh, I thought I was like, oh, man, I'm not stressed. Apparently, a lot more in my life is stressful than I realized.
Yeah.
Things that I thought were chilling were like calm, cool, calm, and collected. Nope, you are stressed right now, big dog.
Fair enough.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
These are my confessions.
So I need advice. I kind of talked to you a little bit about this in a break, just in passing. I don't know. I guess I just mentioned it randomly because I got one of these phone calls. Everybody in my life significant to me knows when I'm on the air. You know, it's kind of a big deal. Your boy is on the radio. You going to be on the radio today? I get that text from my mom. Are you on the air? She loves to do that, right? So everybody in my family pretty much knows what I do. Everybody close to me. But I'm trying to figure out how, and this is what I need advice on. How do you quit family? And not all of them.
Jeez.
But it's like, you know, where there's like one or two people in your family who you really love and really cut for. And you don't want to just quit them entirely. But how do you like repurpose or not repurpose?
Change the relationship.
Change the relationship. Change the role. Let them know, hey, I still love you, but don't call me no more.
Oof.
You know what I mean? I still love you, but we ain't not coming over there no more. You know, and look, it's one of them tough things, man. You remember for my birthday back in May, I bought myself a vehicle, right?
Sure did.
An extra vehicle. It was a big deal for me because it's the first car that I bought in my adult life. I turned 36 and I've bought several cars over my life. But this was the first one that I actually really wanted. My whole life, I've just bought a car that I could afford. Mm-hmm. Oh, that one works for what my credit and amount of money that I have is works. Okay, cool. That's my car now. This was the first time where I could just say, no, I'm showing up and I'm buying the car that I say that I'm buying, right? So that was like a pride moment for me. I didn't get rid of the vehicle that I already had. So that means now I've got two vehicles. I'm fortunate enough to have two. I didn't realize that there were people in my family that would think that that meant, oh, he's got an extra car that I can borrow.
Oh.
And you would be shocked, because I'm shocked, by how many folks have hit me up about at least one of these vehicles. Oh, you know, that means, hey, you know, can I borrow my car? Not to be Chris, not to be Smokey from Friday, but most neighbors, most family want to borrow some sugar. They want to borrow some ketchup. You want to borrow my car? Like, what are we doing?
For the day or for like a couple weeks?
A stretch.
Yeah.
And then they give you a sob story about why
they
need to buy you a car. But then the sob story is so nonsensical that it's like, you think after telling me a story like that, that I'm gonna trust you with my car?
They insulted your intelligence, or they couldn't come up with a good story, or like they couldn't do the logic well enough. So now you're concerned about how they gonna, if they're gonna, you know, make sure the engine light don't come on and make sure it's gassed up and all those things.
Man, I had one. But I love this relative to death. Came up to me with a story about how they got caught with Reggie. I'm not kidding you, dog. Got caught with cocaine in their vehicle, and got their.
I'm not familiar with this. What is this thing that you're speaking?
And got their vehicle impounded. And thus
they need yours.
And now they need my car. And it's like, hey, you know what?
Come on, man.
Maybe originally.
Ain't no way.
Because we're close enough. I love you enough to maybe I would have thought. And then I'm going to be honest. I wasn't giving them my car no matter what the story was. But we are close enough for them to at least ask me in a time of need.
You right? Like
we do have that kind of relationship.
You were like, the answer is likely no, but maybe you could change my mind. Go ahead and try.
Cocaine in your vehicle?
That ain't changing anybody's mind.
Impounded? Your vehicle was impounded?
Literally the worst story. Like, you could have said...
Also, we're not talking about a kid either. Somebody that's just trying to, you know, figure it out. A teenager. We're talking about a relative that is significantly older than I am.
They should 36. Be. They should know better.
Like, your cocaine dealing. If you ain't a kingpin, if you not...
And even if you are.
If you ain't Big Meech at this point, your cocaine aspirations should be over with. Over with at some point. And so, like,
I like the idea of cocaine aspirations.
Yeah, your cocaine aspirations got to be long gone. And then you got caught with cocaine in your vehicle. Now you want one of mine?
That's right.
No, sir.
That's right.
Or ma'am. I don't want to give it away.
I feel like you already did in that moment, but it's all good.
What are we doing?
It's okay. Yeah, no, that
I,
is.
I really needed to get that off my chest. Thank you for confessions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really needed to get this.
I feel like the text line trying to come to an answer for you.
Cocaine in his vehicle.
Yes,
or her.
What is there a worse story that you could tell if you're trying to get a car off of somebody than yours is gone because you had drugs in there?
Yeah, it's been impounded.
Like, I don't know if there's a worse story. I think the worst story is, my bad, I drove mine off a cliff. Can I borrow your? And even then, you might have a reason as to why you drove it off a cliff.
And
right?
If it's impounded,
you fell asleep, something like that.
If it's impounded, you literally only got to tell the man, somebody stole my car.
You know what's also kind of a thing you have to think about? Maybe they have warrants.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, well, definitely. That would surprise me least. But also, that mean they could get my car impounded too, just with the warrants.
That's right. Now, if the one thing I will ask, before the car was impounded, was it looking right? Because, like, are they actually going to take care of your car? Is clearly, you're not going to give it to them.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's all right.
I trust this person in all senses otherwise. But their judgment shocked me. Cocaine. This is a person that's good
with
their
hands. They out here trying to be Pusha T, huh?
This person good with their hands. He could just go do a job. Just go do something.
I love that this started with you asking for my car. And let's be honest, it's very apparent. There's more things under this. You have some judgment for him. Not that I'm judging you for the judgment for him.
Oh, no, you absolutely.
Outside of the idea that he got his car impounded and had the audacity to ask you.
If you're older than 36 and you're not a kingpin selling cocaine and you still think that selling cocaine is the answer, you absolutely deserve to be judged and shamed for it. We're past that point.
To go back to your original question for the 713, you can't. Yeah, it's going to be tough, man. It might, depending on your, I don't know what the right word is, your appetite for discomfort in a conversation, you might just need to tell them straight up like you did, right? Like, I love you, however.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm having a tough time.
I can't bring these babies around you. Because you clearly, the bad decision making might be contagious.
Yeah.
I love you.
All of these
things. Don't be hitting my phone. I love you.
All of these things.
Lose my number. But you might just need to say that straight up. Because also, maybe, just maybe, that'll be the wake up call that they need to be like, you know what? It's gone pretty far if Brandon done said he can't kick it with me at all. Maybe I need to get my life right on this New Year's situation.
Yeah. Dare I say, I think he was well intended with the cocaine. I think he was trying to do good things. However, what the hell? We passed that point.
I mean,
we passed that point, man.
Well intended. I wonder.
No, he's trying to make a buck. I'm not judging him for being broke.
Oh, you're
needing money.
He's not getting high on his own supply now, is he?
And I don't know. I wouldn't even judge him for that. I'm just saying, that ain't the answer, dog. That ain't the answer.
From the 979, at least they were honest.
Yeah. Honesty bit him in the ass, though, because I'm damn sure not.
I mean, come on.
I almost want you to get out of this car that we're having this conversation in.
When they say love knows no bounds, it's absolute BS.
Yeah, this is the bound. Cocaine is the bound.
We found the bounds.
Cocaine. at that big age.
That's right.
Again, not a 19-year-old. This big age.
All right, this isn't a kid just making a mistake now, is
no.
It? On the YouTube page. Man, what are y'all talking about here? Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Lou Sports Sports.
What are you listening to? I mean, I throw the question back at you. 22 at 22.
Oh, man. I mean,
you checked in with us, buddy.
This has been a show.
And I appreciate
now,
you, too.
It? That's right. That's right.
Continue.
So, hey, that's why we give the disclaimer. Y'all don't think it's a disclaimer. Y'all think it's an intro. It's a disclaimer. Sometimes it's about sports. Sometimes it's about, you know, your family who deal cocaine trying to borrow your car. It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But coming up next, I actually want to return to the Rockets because KD had a day, but he had a little bit of praise for another Rocket. And I kind of just want to bounce around how you feel about this comparison and what this Rocket has done for the team thus far. We'll talk about that next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.